This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm John Hockenberry. You know, Celeste, on Sunday morning, after the rains and all the storms of the weekend, there were people there at Arlington National Cemetery at the crack of dawn, several dozen, waiting to spend a moment at the gravesite with Senator Ted Kennedy. On that hill at Arlington, overlooking Washington, the man who missed the early success of his brothers, John and Bobby, and who also avoided their tragic ends, Senator Edward M. Kennedy, finally joined them. For all time, John, Bobby, and Teddy rest a few hundred feet from each other.
And we'll now hear a few of the remarkable voices from the senator's funeral. On a day of chilly clouds, driving rain, family and friends paid their respects at the Basilica of Our Lady of Perpetual Help just outside Boston.
My name is Ted Kennedy Jr., a name I share with my son, a name I shared with my father. Although it hasn't been easy at times to live with this name, I've never been more proud of it than I am today.
For my grandfather's commitment and persistence, not to outworn values, but to old values that will never wear out, that the poor may be out of political fashion, but they are never without human need.
For what my grandpa called the cause of his life, as he said so often, in every part of this land, that every American will have decent quality health care as a fundamental right and not a privilege. We pray to the Lord.
Out of all of these very touching remembrances from family members, it was perhaps the two sons, Patrick and Ted, who told the stories that moved us the most. Teddy lost his leg to cancer, and he was getting his self-respect back from his father on an icy Boston morning.
The hill was very slick, and as I struggled to walk, I slipped and I fell on the ice, and I started to cry. And I said, I can't do this. And he lifted me up in his strong, gentle arms and said something I will never forget. He said, I know you can do it. We're going to climb that hill together, even if it takes us all day. Sure enough, he held me around my waist, and we slowly made it to the top.
And there was Patrick, now a congressman. He struggled with asthma all of his life.
I couldn't have seen it at the time, but having asthma was like hitting the jackpot for a child who craved his father's love and attention. When his light shined on me alone, there was no better feeling in all of the world. When Dad was away, I often didn't know when he would return. And as a young boy, I didn't know why he wasn't around at Christmas time when Santa came to the house. And I really wondered why Santa had the same two moles on his face that my dad had.
And finally, closing the ceremony was President Barack Obama.
In a single enduring image, the image of a man on a boat, white mane tussle, smiling broadly as he sails into the wind, ready for whatever storms may come, carrying on toward some new and wondrous place just beyond the horizon. May God bless Ted Kennedy, and may he rest in eternal peace.
And he will rest there at Arlington National Cemetery, next to his brothers, John and Bobby.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.